Armored Bear Productions.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Out of Character, the Not Safe for Wizards Q&A talk show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Out of Character, the Not Safe for Wizards After Party Show? That's what we're going to call it. Tonight, we are going over In a Wizard's Garden, parts 2 and 3, because I couldn't make it last week. I'm sorry. Tonight, I have Mark and Greg with me, and say hi, guys.
Howdy, everybody.
Don't tell me how to live my life. Also, hi, everybody.
Yeah, you're not our supervisor.
No, I'm not. Thank God. I don't think I could live with that. And, guys, remind me, what are your guys' characters on this one shot that's taken 3-4 episodes for us to do?
I'm Brother Afra Friendfear and Owlin Monk.
Yeah, that's not how you say his name.
No, that's not how y'all say his name.
Absolutely how you say his name. Nobody else. I feel like, honestly, I feel like I'm the only person making an actual legitimate attempt to pronounce his name correctly.
And thank you. You were the only person in the game that called him by the right name.
Or at least close enough. I still don't think I got it 100% right. But I don't think I called your brother Renfair more than once.
Brother Afrofenfer?
Or Brother Afrofear?
If anything,
never tried.
Oh, no. That's exactly what a lot of people did. A lot of people were just like, oh, no, I'm not going to get that. And just went for the funny puns.
Much as possible. Okay, so we have Brother Afrofenfer. Now I'm trying. Really, I'm trying. I still can't get it.
He's an Owlin Monk, right?
Yes.
Owlin Monk. Full-size Owlin Monk.
If you want to make monks even scarier, just give them flight.
Yes. And my favorite part about the Owlin is that they have separate wings from their arms. Their arms aren't part of their wings. So they're just kind of angel owls.
That's what I was going to say. They got like angel wings. So they're like man bats.
But yes.
Man owls.
Yep. And you can grab somebody and fly up 25 feet and just let them go.
The entire time we were like playing, I was envisioning an owl that was just like a huge stuffed animal owl. Like, you know.
See, I was picturing go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say I was picturing Owl from Winnie the Pooh. But yeah. With like a Karate Kid bandana.
Well, what's funny is with the new game mechanics, you can choose whether your character is large. Small or medium, not large. So, like, you can make them, like, 7 foot tall, or you can make them, like, 4 foot tall. And then you can pick what different owl that they look like. So, I really was... I was teetering between the monk, and also I was going to do a burrowing owl barbarian.
Part of that the was time, like I was thinking 4 foot tall. From the Tootsie Pop commercials.
Oh, my God. Yeah, How many Faria blows does it take to get to the center of this enemy? One, two, three Faria blows. Sorry, I just crossed the Tootsie Roll Owl with the count from Sesame Street.
And it works.
So we have Brother Afafin Fair, the Owlin Monk, and we had I don't remember.
Edvard Hastings, who goes by the nickname Eddie. And oh my god, I've said this multiple times already. We created these characters weeks before season 4 of Stranger Things came out. And then, like, the second Stranger Things came out, I stayed up, I watched the first couple episodes that first night. We got introduced to the character Eddie, and I was like, oh my god, I accidentally made a Stranger Things character. He's a variant human warlock with the packed Hexblade. But the idea was that Eddie was going to be the guy who gets like right up in front and protects everybody. And no spoilers, but I mean, it's been a month and a half since Stranger Things season 4 came out. I basically made Eddie. He's not too bright. He's very likable. And he just wants to protect everybody.
Just ruin it for me. I mean, come on, man.
It's been a month and a half. If you haven't watched it yet,
that's on you. Why don't you go back and spoil season 3 for me, too?
Yeah, I haven't seen season 1, so you could do that as well. I tried watching Stranger Things originally. Like, I got like 2 episodes and I'm like, oh, this is great nostalgia, but I really don't like the show. And then everybody hated me.
Having a differing opinion? Yep, that sounds like the world at large.
Isn't it? I just don't get it.
I mean, that's fair. Like, I'm not going to fault that because there have been things in pop culture that I have looked at and just been like, man, I mean, the same for me, but they've been like wildly popular. I'm not going to say anything here because, well, I like to think that I'm liked and I don't want to change that.
Good to be delusional.
But let's go back to how you hated Stranger Things, Gary. Now,
yeah, Gary.
So I think one of the fatal flaws in Gary's character happened right at the beginning of the Red Cap fight when I rolled just bottom of the barrel on my initiative roll and everybody else moved up in the melee with the Red Cap before I got to move.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? I didn't realize that you were running. It's the Sentinel feat, right?
It is. I don't have the Sentinel feat. Yes, I do have the Sentinel feat. But what I also have is a whole bunch of attacks that are based on punishing the enemies for attacking allies within 5 feet of me.
Who attack somebody else.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's not the Sentinel feat. You actually built one of my favorite builds to play. That Warlock build is one of my favorite Warlock builds to play, except for the fact that it's kind of squishy.
I mean, we were all level 1, so like I don't feel like the squishiness is too bad. I did take one of my spells. One of my first level spells was Armor of Agathys, which gives me 5 temporary hit points, which at level 1 is literally giving me 50% increased damage punch.
Right. Yeah. But you only get 2 spells, right, to cast? Yes. 2 slots?
2 spells, 2 cantrips. But I figure gaining 50% of my health as temporary hit points is well worth one of those 2 spots.
Yeah, especially if you're gonna sit up front. I guess we should talk about the actual episode, right? I have no notes this week, so we're gonna fumble through this. We have just finished talking to the sprites, and up walks a Red Cap. Have you guys played against Red Caps before?
Nope.
I can't say that I have. Certainly not in memory.
Yeah, me neither.
But sure. I mean, so I'm familiar with them from just, you know, fantasy in general.
Right, yeah. Right. Everybody's heard of Red Cap. I don't think any of us had played against it. That thing actually could have done us a lot of damage. I think we all got kind of lucky that we didn't get hit all that much. We beat up on it pretty quickly, didn't we?
Yeah, because I critted and punched a hole in his face.
Yeah, I remember that's how we ended it. That's for sure.
Yeah, but that end wasn't too far from the beginning.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, we all rolled pretty good on him.
I mean, I didn't.
I remember, like, I didn't do much. I don't think me or Eddie did much that battle. It was just like it's there, we fight a little, and that was it. Sorry about that.
Real simple. Every time that happens, I think I get dropped.
Something popped up across my screen. Sorry about that. So it was a real simple battle. You know, one of the easier ones that we've had, I think. A little bit of damage went out here and there. I can't remember. I don't think anybody even popped a health potion for that first one.
I did.
For the first one, I thought it was the second one that you popped the health potion with the
bomb. Maybe it was, because I remember Eddie gave me a health potion too.
Right, that was after the vines.
Because the vines definitely did more to us than the red cap did.
Which was, yeah, so we fought the red cap, and we ended up talking to the tree guy, Gerbil. And we ended up going against the vines, which I thought the vines was actually kind of the more interesting fight, because we kept on getting restrained and held back, really put us all inside an interesting battle space. To have to deal with it. What's really interesting, I thought, was that none of us like thought to like do a check to see if we could find vulnerabilities or with it or anything like that. I'm pretty sure they had like vulnerability to fire. You tried your green blade flame against them, didn't you?
Yes, I did cast green flame blade against them, and from the description, it sounded like it definitely did a reasonable amount of damage to them. As far as like identifying vulnerabilities, I am a little surprised that nobody did it. I didn't, because my concept for Eddie as a character was that Eddie's not that bright. Like, the reason he's a warlock is because he got taken advantage of by an eldritch being. And he just doesn't really know any better. His whole thing is, I was in the army, some guy saved my life, and now I help other people, and sometimes he comes and visits me and asks me for favors.
That's so funny, because like I had kind of a similar idea with my character. Like, I just wanted to play kind of like a jock, like the jock turtle with mine.
Oh, the oxymoron. A jock turtle.
I mean, that's not an oxymoron. You think the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles weren't jocks?
Except for Donatello. That's why I bought that expansion for D&D Beyond, is I wanted to make... I was originally going to make a turtle and monk, but then Gary made his character first, and I was like, well, then I guess I'm going to be an owl in.
We could have been the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Come on!
Oh my goodness, that would have been amazing.
If you had done it, I had done it, we got two more.
I would have absolutely made either a turtle or a rat.
Oh, yes. Is there a rat class?
There's a rat gotta race? Be. There's gotta be.
Or you could be a
lycanthrope.
Lycanthrope. I couldn't think of the damn word. So lycanthropy is the disease.
I'm sure plenty of people have done Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles D&D class, you know, playthrough.
I mean, you say that, and out. Logically, I want to say, yeah, plenty of people must have. I've never heard of anybody doing it.
Neither have I. Oh, I just thought of it.
Like, is that breaking copyright by keep on saying Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I mean, we're allowed to talk about them.
As long as we're right. That is true. Okay.
As long as we don't use sound or video more than 10 seconds.
Leaked. But I thought we had one of the weirdest party makeups we could possibly have with, like, what do we have? A goblin, a rabbit, a owl, a turtle. You were just a human, weren't you?
Yeah. No, I mean, variant human, but yeah, just human. Which I guess kind of makes me Aesop.
With your menagerie.
With all the creatures of fable.
Mm-hmm.
So I've only got you and Kayla to race.
I think I made a joke somewhere along the way of doing a race at some point. I don't quite remember.
One of us would have.
I mean, you definitely raced at the start of pretty much every combat, like going straight to the front lines regardless.
I wanted to be in front.
I mean, that's fair.
So for some degree, I wanted to take hits. Which is bad because the entire time I was just hoping for one of you to go down. Greg, when you went down to one hit point, I was like, one? No, zero. I wanted to see you hit zero.
Thanks.
Because, let me explain myself. So I designed my whole entire character around being able to use one ability, and that is the healing ability. Remember, at the beginning of it all, I said I would only heal people if they got down to zero health, right? So I wanted to heal somebody, but I would only do it if you got down to zero. So I was actually quite disappointed when Joe gave us all those health potions.
Well, yeah, but if I didn't have a health potion and hit two head points, I was heading back to town.
I mean,
what an adventurer you are.
I'm the friendliest guy there is. I'm just not willing to die for anybody. That's a different character.
Got it. But it's a monk. Monks are, you know, always right there in the battle. What kind of monk were you?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Wow. We're going to find this out right now. I didn't have to,
because I was first level. You don't pick yet, I don't think.
Oh, I think you're right. I forgot that being first level.
Yeah,
we haven't unlocked our subclasses yet.
Yeah.
That was actually one of the things I was disappointed about was, like, you know, we hit undead, but being first level, I didn't have turn undead yet. Or the, whatever it's called.
I mean, spoilers.
Oh, crap. I think actually me and I spoiled it during the first episode, too. It was at the end of this episode. At the end of episode 3.
Well, I mean, we know that there's talk about undead being in the area. Mm. So that part's not really a spoiler because they literally warned us when they hired us.
That's a good point, too. But we stay level 1 the entire time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a one-shot. In theory, we've done a very good job of drawing that one shot out.
Yes. Yes, we have. What's amazing is that Joe, like, actually manages to usually do these in one shot with people. So I think we're really good about taking up time when we're doing them on our little sessions. So we end up fighting the vines. Was there anything really interesting about the vine fight? I thought, like, being unable to move is always an interesting problem.
Yeah, I mean, like you had said before, the abilities that the vine creatures had to ensnare and entangle us, and not just like one person at a time, but they had that like AoE attack that could entangle multiple people at once. And yeah, I got really lucky and I made my saves every freaking time. But they got several people entangled, and then our friend Freer got grappled at one point, if I remember, and you were actually entangled and grappled at the same time.
Yeah.
And they did that to the monk. That's just brilliant. And I really like that aspect of the combat. Them being on trellises, if healing potions were flammable, I would have said, let's just toss a couple rags in these and take care of the whole problem.
We weren't supposed to burn down the garden.
I mean,
that was like one of the instructions at the beginning.
Don't burn like down the garden. It was like that when we got here.
And with the whole entire like grappling, actually, so brother Afrofruff, yeah, fuck it. I love that joke. Thank you, D. But you kind of had like the best idea to stay flying until you got hit and got grappled and brought down to the ground.
My saving throws that night were just god awful.
But you can't ever depend on dice. Like, you in particular can never depend on dice.
Hey. I critted on the red cap.
Even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Yet somehow your clock is never right, Gary, because, you know, you roll just as bad as I do.
Hey, I'm a digital clock with no electricity, so.
But you would think that using a dice app, the law of averages would apply.
Yeah, you know, I've been having that problems with Settlers of Catan online lately. I've been playing, like, at the end, they show you the, like, dice distribution. I'm on, like, 6, 9, and those two numbers are rolling 2 or 3 times the entire game. I'm going, what the hell?
Wow.
Digital dice just don't work. That's what I've learned. Got to go back to real dice. We need to get everybody in a room together. Moving back to Florida. Okay. That's what I've decided.
Okay, I was about to say, it's going to be kind of hard to get you in a room. It's going to be a big-ass room.
I mean, not just Gary. We got people literally spanning coast to coast at this point.
Oh, that is true. Yeah.
Corner to corner of the country. Of the mainland, at least.
Yeah, from Seattle to Connecticut.
To Florida, South Florida, and places in between.
Yeah, Georgia.
Anyways, so, but yeah, digital dice don't work, it seems. Maybe somebody needs to make a better random dice roller.
Oh, I don't know. I play another game, and the digital dice app for that game is absolutely horrid.
Can I play devil's advocate, though, and say that for as bad as the dice roller is for us, it is equally as bad for the DM.
That is true.
That is true.
Oh, that's what happened. Yeah. I got critted, too.
Oh, did you?
I think that's what hurt me so bad was one of the vine people critted me. That's what I went down.
Yeah. Yeah, you did get that one crit and got just completely wailed on.
Yeah, because as a character, I'm not used to that. Because in the other game, the King's Companions. Joe messed up on the first or second game and gave me uncritable armor.
You know what? Maybe when we go back, he's going to take all of our magical weapons away.
That.
And then I'd have to quit. I just now got a magical weapon. At 9th level, I had to buy it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. You have, like, so many magical items, but you just finally got a magical weapon.
Yeah. I got some pretty powerful magical items, and I didn't have a magical weapon.
Well, I mean, if you're a magic user, cleric, you have magic.
You are a magical weapon.
That is true.
That's what it comes down to.
And now I have a singing hammer.
I always liked being a really high level monk, because when you get to be a high enough level monk, your fists are magical weapons.
You just become the immortal iron fist?
Yeah, pretty much. Like all your attacks are magical attacks at some point. I don't remember what level it is.
I feel like it's either 10 or 12. A lot of breakpoints in 5th edition are at either 10 or 12.
11 is a big one, too.
So basically all the tween years?
Yeah, it's like the in-betweens are big.
At 6th level, all monk attacks are magical. For the purpose of overpowering resistances and immunity to non-magical attacks. So, yeah.
Yeah, no. Chase is going to go retire and start a beet farm. I'm going to make a monk.
It's a good way to go.
I would like to level up Brother Afrofrenfear to level 9 and see how badass he could be.
Monks are really amazing. They do some really cool stuff, but they're kind of one note. That's the thing. Like, yeah, they're powerful as hell, but they're kind of one note. They hit and hit and hit.
And hit and hit and hit and hit and hit. And that's all one turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, that's kind of what Chase is doing.
Look, I read a book. And I don't know what level this monk was, but he punched a white dragon, an ancient white dragon. No, it was a juvenile white dragon, and killed it with a punch.
Sure. I mean, because monks' damages go up as their level goes up, too. You know, for their hits.
Yep.
So yeah, bring brother up. You know, keep on leveling him up. Make him amazing. Monks can be a lot of fun to play.
So yeah, we managed to
play clerics. We all went quiet. Sorry, what was that, Mark?
Oh.
I was going to say, we managed to get through the fight with the vine monsters.
With just a little bit of damage.
With a reasonable amount of damage. And then pretty much right afterwards,
we walked right into the spider.
Yeah, we got directed over to the giant tree with the spider creature and the webs full of humanoid remains. And I'll tell you right now, as a person, I was about 2 or 3 descriptive keywords away from piecing right out.
You don't like spiders?
Oh my god, no. Oh my god, no.
I think your comment on that one, too, was light it on fire.
Yes. More so than
the
lions.
That was everybody in the party's comment on that.
Oh, why? Come on. It's just spiders. What's wrong with spiders? You guys must have hated Home Alone.
My parents made the mistake of letting me watch the movie Arachnophobia at way too young an age.
See, I've never seen that movie.
Don't.
Really? Oh God, it's a good one. Watch it.
It's a fine movie, but it. Yeah, no, fuck spiders. No watch offense to any members of our audience who have pet spiders. I'm sure yours are the exception. I just don't want to meet them.
It's funny, like how scared people are of spiders.
It really is, because like it is really the only type of insectile creature that I have that particular phobia.
I don't like insects in general, but spiders don't really bother me.
I mean, I don't like insects in general. They're annoying, but they don't invoke a like fear-based fight or flight response from me the way that spiders do.
Oh man, you'd have hated being at my work the other day.
I'm sure I would have. I don't need to hear about it.
Oh, I wasn't going to tell you because I know you don't like spiders, but yeah.
Yeah,
I guess I don't like it. Like when you look, when you break something open and like they all come like crawling out at you like crazy fast.
I was living in Washington State years and years and years and years back, we had wolf spiders that grow like outstretched larger than a human hand. And one of them climbed down our chimney through our wood burning stove into our living room once.
And it's so cool.
Yeah, cool. That's the word.
No, that seems terrifying.
The bigger they are, the less scared of them I am. I don't like small things, is a thing. The smaller it is, the more freaked out I am by it.
Yeah, see, I don't do rats.
Yeah, rats don't bother me.
Rats don't bother me either.
Look, I worked at a movie theater, and on Christmas weekend, the compactor broke, so I had to go out on the following like 2 days later and throw all when they fixed the compactor to throw stuff, and I picked up a bag of popcorn and rats, I mean big ass rats, fell out of that fucking bag of popcorn and one ran up my pants leg and I literally ran through a wooden fence.
That's wild.
I can see, like tearing off pants because something crawled up my leg.
I was almost booty buck naked. Yeah. And I couldn't go anywhere because I had to climb on top of the compactor to climb down to open the lid to start throwing stuff in because they just kept throwing stuff back there.
Oh man, that's wild. That's absolutely insane.
So yeah, since then I am not a rat fan.
You know, I can understand that.
So the next battle we need to fight is just like huge dire rats, huh?
No.
Yeah. Plus, like it's the natural food of the owlin.
That is true. Maybe that's why I play one.
Because it's food. It's a meal and a fight.
I was all set to like attack this thing from a distance and be like you right out of here. And then everybody was just like, oh, we can go under the tree? Okay, we'll go under the tree. We'll go into the tree. We'll fly next to the tree. We're under the tree. And I'm just sitting in the back with my, again, super low initiative score going. In order for me to play my character, I need to be adjacent to these people. And they all went right into the tree with the spider.
Well, it wasn't, that wasn't the original plan until the turtle decided it was time to go under the tree.
I was not the first to go under the tree. I mean, I was the first to approach the tree because I didn't.
And you were like, I'm walking straight to the tree. I'm not going to stop.
Because I didn't see, well, actually, if I saw the spider, I would have gone straight for the spider. But I didn't see the spider. I was like, hey, I'm going to clean up the tree. Because I didn't see the spider. That was my thought. And then I think it was either Jade or, not Jade, D or Kayla's character who went under the tree to attack it first. Kayla actually, so none of us, or I shouldn't say none of us, most of us didn't have great ranged attacks. Most of us were melee people. So Kayla being able to bring it down out of the tree real fast, I think is what ended that battle super fast.
Yes, yeah, with her vine whip.
I think like most of our battles.
My plan was just to fly after it, and I was going to fly in, grapple it.
Yeah. I wish you had gotten to go first on that. To just go grab it and like take it way up into the air.
Yeah, but see, now you need to wonder, does Gary wish you'd gone first because that would have been a cool thing to see? Or does Gary wish you'd gone first because he thinks it would have failed and made you go down and then let him heal you?
Only 5 points per 10 feet dropped.
I guess we'll never know.
Wait. In 5e, is it 5 points per 10 feet dropped and not the 1d6 per anymore?
You're right. I think it is 1d6 per 10 feet. Or 1d6 per 5 feet? One of the two. Falling damage 5e. Let's see. Too many systems to get right. That's why I can never be a DM again. Yeah, I can't find it. Oh well. I seriously thought it was a great idea. Plus, like, you don't get to use cool ideas like that with flying often enough.
True.
Yeah, as far as the spider goes, like you said, you know, Kayla's character, Lana, I think is her name, was able to, like, yank it out of the tree, and then we just went to town on it.
It happens, like, far too often with us, where we just stomp things. It's either we stomp things, or, like, we're really close to death real quick. Or one of us is really close to death real quick.
That is true.
I wonder, is it because we were too overpowered or we don't plan enough? Or is it both?
Backtracking a little bit, it is 1d6 per 10 feet to a maximum 20d6.
That sounds right.
As far as the other thing goes, I think that a big part of what it comes down to is we all build our characters fairly well in a manner that, like, fits our play style. You know, like, I do a lot of ranged attacks with Chase, and I play him that way with Eddie. His design and function was to be on the front line, so I designed him to survive doing that and to do a reasonable amount of damage while he does it. And we all kind of follow that line. So I don't know if I would say necessarily that we're, like, too powerful, but I would say that we all build our characters very well and play them equally well. In a combat scenario, at least. Once you get outside of combat, we're kind of like the Three Stooges. Except there's seven of us.
Well, yeah. We're just the seven murder hobos, always looking to do some murder hoboing.
I rarely ever look to murder people. Well, lately I've been wanting to murder people. I mean, I think with I wanted to play more of a murder hobo with this character for sure. I was looking for a fight.
Well, how's the saying go? Be professional, be polite, and have a plan to kill everybody in the room.
I dig it.
Same here. It's the way to go. I thought it was always have an exit strategy.
No, I like kill everybody in the room.
I thought it was leave the gun, take the cannoli.
Hey, it's not leave the cannoli, take the gun? I know it's not. Don't get me wrong.
Yasma, you're about to start a whole lot of problems.
You know what? They don't have my Twitter. I don't have a Twitter. Actually, I might have a Twitter, but I don't use it. So they can't blast me for all the wrong things I say. Perfectly all right. That's how I see it. Let's do a yay or nay. How do you guys feel about this one shot? This is I thought it was a really fun like little adventure to run through. I think that this would be like a great one to take any new person to run through as like here's a great introductory to D&D. What do you guys think?
Oh hell yeah! No, I really enjoyed the adventure overall. Everything up to where we're at. In the most recent episode has been, like you said, something that would be good to take a new person through, but also like something that those of us who've been playing for 20 years can still sit there and be like, yeah, this is fun getting to just kind of mess around and have, some role-playing opportunities and then also back-to-back combat opportunities. It's, something for everybody. I love it.
I enjoyed it. It was a steep learning curve going from a 9th level character to a 1st level character where you're like, oh, yeah, this shouldn't take this long. But overall, I had a lot of fun. And like Mark was saying, the back-to-back combat was nice.
Readapting to being level 1 again is definitely something that I think I want to just call out because it makes you think again about like, oh, right. I only have 8 hit points.
Mm-hmm.
I should be smart about them.
Yeah, exactly. What do you mean my armor? My AC is only 14. What? No.
That's still higher than Celeste's.
I think mine was 16 because there's a monk feat. If you don't wear armor, you get 10 plus your dexterity and something else modifier.
I think it's like dex and wisdom for monks.
Yeah.
So that's good. Yeah. I gotta say, yeah. Just the fact that in episode 3, we managed to do back to back combats. And I think it has a really good mixture of all types of different creatures that you get to see. You get to know sprites, the tree thing, vines, red cap, the spider, which has a name, starts with an A, can't remember what it's called.
I can honestly say I've never fought any of those creatures, except for, are sprites and pixies the same thing?
Nope.
Oh, I fought a pixie before. So, in a different campaign many years ago.
I was going to say something horrible. I'm comparing, saying a sprite and a pixie is the same thing as, like, yeah, but I'm going to stop right there.
Yeah, don't say it.
Exactly. I think... Thank you guys for coming on. This is I think I've had a lot of fun with this campaign so far. We got one more episode for everybody to enjoy. We're going to go head out and check out the graveyard. And join us next time as we continue down this one shot. And we'll see what else we get into later on. Again, thank you guys.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, thanks for listening to Out of Character.
If you liked what you heard, please leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or whatever podcatcher you listen to. And if you'd like to be part of the show and ask a question, you can do so on Twitter using the hashtag NSFWOOC. Thanks for listening. We'll be back later.